WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The fall TV season began yesterday, belatedly, and TV critic David Bianculli is starting to refocus on the new and returning shows somewhat reluctantly.
I'm still not sure I'm ready for this. Does it really matter what the best new show of the fall season is? Or the worst? Do people care anymore how Buffy comes back to life on Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Or whether Rachel is pregnant on Friends? And do I care? Here's what I do know. When I previewed all 10 hours of the HBO World War II miniseries Band of Brothers, before the attack on New York and Washington, I remember one feeling very distinctly. The battle scenes in that drama were so intense and so unrelenting and frightening that I began to cherish the moments when things were quiet. I became grateful for the peace. I became hungry for normal. That's the way I feel today, 2 weeks after the terrorist attacks. When I look up at my wall of TV sets right now, I don't see Dan Rather and Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw. I see Everybody Loves Raymond and Monday Night Football and Frasier. What this means to me, and I suspect to you, is that things are better than they could be. Someday soon, I'm afraid, we're going back to wall-to-wall news, and not for the last time. But in between, primetime TV will serve up some moments of peace. So I guess, just as I welcomed the quiet and Band of Brothers, I should welcome the new and returning fall shows. I suspect as a country we're going to gravitate more immediately and emotionally to returning familiar shows than to new ones. Checking in on Frasier or Friends or Once and Again, all of which return with season premieres this week, will be a good thing. So the worthwhile shows that are coming back this week, in case you want to find them, include the following. Spin City and Frasier tonight. Drew Carey and Law and Order tomorrow. CSI Crime Scene Investigation and the entire NBC lineup on Thursday. That's Life and Once and Again on Friday. And Saturday Night Live this weekend, which ought to be really interesting under the circumstances. Also, Buffy the Vampire Slayer returns a week from tonight with a 2-hour season premiere that is every bit as good as I hoped. Also next week, Aaron Sorkin presents a special last-second episode of The West Wing, reacting to the terrorist attacks. So the old shows not only are coming back, some of them are coming back with a vengeance. As for the new ones, I'll keep it simple. Some of the best ones, 24 on Fox, Smallville on the WB, don't show up until the second half of October. The others premiere tonight and tomorrow. Undeclared tonight on Fox and Enterprise tomorrow night on UPN. Enterprise is the latest entry in the Star Trek franchise, but is fresh instead of stale. It's a prequel, so we're setting out on the maiden voyage of the starship Enterprise 100 years before Captain Kirk. Nothing works, no one gets along, and everything and every alien is new. It's an approach that reinvigorates the entire, well, I was going to say Enterprise, but you get the idea. And it also works because of the new captain, played by Quantum Leap star Scott Bakula. He's just right for this role, and UPN should have a hit on its hands. By UPN standards, anyway. As for tonight's Undeclared, it's the kind of comedy TV doesn't make much of anymore. In other words, it's a funny comedy. It stars Jay Baruchel as Steven, a college freshman sharing a co-ed floor with a half-dozen other youngsters seeking to define and redefine themselves. The humor comes not from punchlines, but from characters. And by the time the first episode is over tonight, you'll know and like every one of them. To me, though, the secret weapon is singer-songwriter Loudon Wainwright, who plays Steven's father. On his son's first night at college, he drops in with the surprise news that Steven's mother has asked him for a divorce. They start to have a father-son talk, but it doesn't last long.
What happened? I don't know. She says she's miserable. She doesn't want to have sex. She feels dead inside. Life is passing her by. I don't know.
I don't want to talk about this. Dad, we're in the middle of a party, okay? This is my first day at school.
Steven, I've given my entire life to you. So if I need to talk to you, you're gonna listen.
I'm sorry. So, why do you think Mom feels dead inside?
I don't know.
Has she said why she doesn't want to have sex with you?
You know what? You're right. This is not the time. I don't want to ruin your first night, so I'm going to go crash at Uncle Bill's.
Okay, good stuff.
I just wanted to let you know that's where I'm going to be in case you want to get in touch, all right?
Cool, thanks.
We'll talk about this tomorrow.
Okay? Right, yeah.
All right? So have fun at the party.
Thank you. Have fun, Uncle Bill's.
All right, I will.
Cool.
I laughed at Undeclared a lot, and so did my high school and college-age kids when we first watched the preview tape before the attacks. I put the tape back in the other day and watched again and laughed again. These days, I don't think there's any higher praise I can deliver.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.